So with three stories ready to go here, that must mean it happened in Florida time. This is where Woody and I share three different stories, strange things that happened all over the globe, but you need to identify the one that happened in the state of Florida, which consistently cranks out the crazy. And so if you can do that first, you walk away a winner. And if you don't know the number, 844-4WW-SHOW is the way that you can get through. That's 844-4WW-SHOW. Woody will start us off with story number one.
We're fresh back from vacation. Did you guys bring back any souvenirs with you, Wilcox? I bring it up because a woman in story number one was on vacation and brought back a souvenir that she found while hiking and ended up costing her a lot of money. The 24-year-old found what she thought was a dud artillery shell while hiking and thought, you know what? Awesome. This will be a sweet memento that I can bring back with me and talk to my friends about. Like, look at that. It's an old artillery shell I found when I was on vacation.
Right.
She took it back to her hotel room and washed it in the sink so it wouldn't get her clothes dirty, then put it into her carry-on luggage. And at the airport, they're like, what's this? And she's like, it's a souvenir I found while I'm hiking. I think it's an artillery shell. And that's when they called the bomb squad and shut down the airport. The 24-year-old woman was cited for negligent endangerment and fined over $4,600. Was it in Florida where she's like, you know what? Sure, it's an artillery shell, but I'm going to make sure I wash it first, not actually check with the bomb squad to see if it's inert or anything like that. I don't want it to get my clothes dirty and my carry-on luggage.
A souvenir from a trip is a spoon or perhaps a snow globe.
Or a dick mug.
I'm sorry?
Dick mug.
Oh, a dick mug.
Yes.
Yes, a mug that has the name dick on it. Yes. I do collect those. Sadly, I only have two. But you're right. Rarely does something that explodes fall into the fun souvenir category.
Right.
Now, story number two, I have to thank everybody everybody, because there's been a ton of people sending in this story. And I'm actually going to tweet this out here in a second. So if you're not following at Woody and Wilcox on Twitter, you're going to want to do that. The headline reads, man with no arms stabs tourist. Anybody want to take a guess at how that's even possible? Chelsea, I'll go to you first.
With his feet, because generally I've seen that you've got no arms, your feet get really good.
I don't know. Well, yes, I'm going to accept that. That's correct.
How did you come up with that so quickly? Because I was thinking that the dude was holding the knife in his mouth.
I guess because I've seen videos of people with no arms, and they're very adept with their toes.
I will say, as the police report states, the 46-year-old man, and wait until you see his mugshot and tell me if you would have guessed 46, held a pair of scissors in his feet and stabbed a passerby in this particular town. Please. The man apparently is a well-known street artist who uses his feet, as Chelsea referenced, to paint. Quite a skill. But then, apparently those same feet can be used for nefarious purposes as well. And now everybody can stop sending me the story. I appreciate it. When you see a story like that, you think of us. But we'll move on once you tell me whether this actually happened in the Sunshine State or not. Woody has the third and final.
Third and final story has to do with those escape rooms that people go to. Have you seen these before, where maybe you get together with a group of friends and they lock you inside a room for an hour, and inside there's clues and things that you need to do to try and escape the room. Seems like a fun idea. A dude broke into one in story number three. As a matter of fact, two local business owners received an early morning call from law enforcement after a burglar broke into their escape room and couldn't find his way out. So it helps when you've got friends to help you solve those clues to open the doors. What happened was he broke in and damaged the escape room and couldn't get out no matter what he did. So he had to use his own cell phone to call 911 and be like, yeah, I broke into an escape room and now I can't get out. Can somebody please come get me?
Why would you break into an escape room?
Obviously, there are billions of dollars in those escape rooms, Chelsea. They don't know exactly why he did it. However, they believe drugs and or alcohol may have played a factor in this one. Was it in Florida where he called 911 on himself because he couldn't get out of an escape room? Tanner's up first to try and solve our quiz. Tanner, all three stories actually happened. Which one went down in Florida?
I'm going to have to go with story number three.
Story number three! No, not even in this country. Vancouver is where two local business owners got a call from cops saying, hey, somebody broke into your escape room and they can't get out.
Did you see this statement? We can get into this in a second. The story about the guys who called police on themselves also after they had boarded a train illegally.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was going too fast.
And they couldn't get off.
I've got the 911 audio on that, by the way. We can get into that in a second.
Amber, 50-50 shot for you. What do you think?
Number two.
She's either going to poop or she's correct.
Maybe both. Yes, it was Florida, where the man with no arms stabbed somebody. And I think the headline was what really caught most people who ended up sending this story into us. Apparently, the guy claims that it was self-defense. He was out there, I think, on a boardwalk or something. Miami Beach, I believe, is where it went down. And says that some dude passing by tried to rough him up, and so he stabbed him with scissors that he was holding in his feet. I am going to tweet this out, if only because I'm interested in seeing if you believe that this man is 46 years old.
And a 24-year-old American tourist at the Vienna airport in Austria caused that entire airport to be shut down after she found an old World War II artillery shell, decided to keep it as a souvenir, but first washed it off in her hotel room sink and then put it on her carry-on luggage. $4,694 for negligent endangerment.
By the way, not only is today Richard Simmons' 70th birthday and Cool Beans' handyversary, if you missed that, we can fill you in on that, but Cool Beans also just alerted me to something else very special that's happening today. Oh. I want to share that with you coming up next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.